Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we heard the wise father talk to his young son about trusting God's character-transforming discipline, even when that discipline is painful. The next talk focuses on why wisdom is to be treasured. Proverbs 3, verses 13 to 15, reading from the ESV. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom, and the one who gets understanding. For the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. These verses are part of a section comprising verses 13 to 18. We'll study verses 13 to 15 today and verses 16 to 18 next time. The entire section begins and ends with the word blessed. In Proverbs, the blessed are those who are thriving as God intends them to. Whether their blessedness is a present or future reality, it flows from their present relationship with God. They are role models to be emulated, for they intentionally seek wisdom. They place their trust not in their own cleverness, good fortune, or even hard work, but in the wise father's teaching. Consequently, they understand the moral and ethical reality in which God has placed them. This insight shapes their perspectives, directs their choices, and that they thrive in every area of life as God intends humans to. Wealth may promise purchasing power, but wisdom guarantees abundant life, relational flourishing, effective work through which material needs are met. Because of the fullness, the shalom that wisdom provides, the young son must value her above everything else. To have wisdom is to have everything else worth having. To lack wisdom is to lack or be unable to retain any other good. Other goods are not despised, but wisdom is the ultimate good. Yet, the son is to always remember that with his own efforts, he cannot acquire wisdom. He cannot even recognize it on his own. God generously and ungrudgingly gives wisdom to those who trustfully ask him. The wise father goes on to explain to the young son the benefits that wisdom confers. We'll study that next time in Proverbs 3, verses 16 to 18. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you that all the glitter of the world's valuables is dull and tawdry compared to the radiance of your wisdom. Yet, to recognize this, we need your stern but merciful discipline. Help us to keep humbly and trustfully listening to you when you correct us. Thank you that your loving kindness is better than life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Great. Can I just get to have wisdom is to have everything?
Yes.
One more time?
Yes, that sentence, yes. To have wisdom is to have everything else worth having. And the other one was, the paragraph just before, let's pray, that's kind of the ending paragraph. Is it possible to insert a little bit more of a space just before that?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Where do you want it to go in?
Right. So this is the body.
Yeah.
And then this kind of leads into the conclusion. So somewhere there, just before the wise father goes on to explain. In other words, a bit more of a pause before what's going to happen, what's going to be talked about next time.
Sure. Oh, you just want a little bit of a pause there?
Yeah.
We
can, if it's easier for you, I can simply reread everything.
No, I thought you wanted to add, like, you were like, had a brainwave or something. Like, oh. I know what I need to add here. But no, yeah, I can add a pause in, no problem. I'll make a note of that.
All right.
Add a pause, perfect.
You are a treasure, Paul. Thank you.
No worries. Awesome. So you need to do some supervision of the students?
Sadly, yes. I mean, I love being with them.
Yeah.
But the timing is so awkward. Yeah. Thank you.
No worries.
And